Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4842.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My boss used to have. I worked for her at a horse farm for about 6-7 years. She had cancer the whole time. She had brain cancer she was fighting for probably about 10 years, maybe 11 years. So just seeing her fight that, and she kept hope the whole time, and in the end we thought she was going to beat it, but then a couple MRIs later they actually found it in an area where they couldn't do any surgery, even though she had already had like 4 surgeries before on the other side of her brain. So just seeing her go through a struggle gave me a lot of like helpful advice when I was hanging out with her and stuff at work. She was more like a mentor and a mother than anything, so that made a huge influence on me and helped me see a lot of things like I could do better in my life, and the good in people, even if they do have a lot of money too, which is rare that you can find some people that are actually caring like that. So yeah, just seeing the struggle that she'd gone through helped me. If anything I have to ever tackle in the future, I think I'll look back on that experience. So
what do you aspire to be?
I think one thing I look forward to is in the next few years I'm hoping to become like a millionaire, and not necessarily for myself. I'm already happy with the way I live and my comfort level of what I have for money and car and being able to do stuff at my freedom and have freedom of time. But I'd like to be able to help out other people that are struggling, especially those that are struggling not to have a place to live, have lost their homes for whatever reason, and people that especially people that are overweight. I think that's something that people need to help out a lot with, and in third world countries and stuff like that. I'd like to play a big role in doing like starting an organization of some sort. So
how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd say I'm pretty intense at times, compassionate, caring. I mean, I'll go out of my way to do little things like picking up trash when I'm going to the store and I see it on the ground, or you know, helping people out when needed and when other people may not even think about it or care, or just even simple things like you see someone has a low tire when you're driving next to them and actually, you know, waving them down and telling them, versus some people won't even notice that kind of stuff. So I think doing the little things that count, I think that makes me a little bit different and real compassionate.
What types of things make you happy?
Being around positive people, being able to influence people in a positive way. I've always been a real optimistic person. I think being in a nice climate makes me happy, being around the sun and the warmth. The winter can be a little bit depressing at times. And doing activities, staying active.
What types of things make you sad?
Gloomy weather for months on end. Too cold to go outside and do anything. Being cooped up in the house too long. And, for example, some things like, I guess it touches my compassionate side, like I went to the Shrine Circus the other day with my niece, and I remember being fun as a kid, but I look at it now and I'm like, I see the animals that are in it, and I'm like, it's just sad to me that they're not out in the wild and that they're forced to train, and did they really get paid like the people do? I mean, are they getting taken care of at a quality level that they should for what they're doing? And it's not like they have a choice, so like, those things kind of make me sad too. And other people in the world that are struggling, well, so many people in America and other countries are just living leisurely without having to think about anything else. And we take a lot of things for granted here, I think.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I think I've been around some struggle in terms of like parents being divorced and being around other people that have had struggle in their life, and I think that's helped me, has shaped me to be more compassionate and made me stronger. And I feel like my world isn't real cultural, except for the fact that I hang out with people that are cultural, multicultural, and not necessarily just my ethnicity, being Caucasian. So I think being around diversity has helped shape who I am as a person. I really enjoy other foods and learning other people's culture and stuff.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this?
I think naturally, over time, I've become really compassionate, like I said before, and I'm really observant. So, I pretty much notice everything around me, and that just comes by nature. I think I've developed it over the years and how I've used it to benefit me in certain situations.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Being honest, having integrity, compassionate, and loving for others, even if you have to sacrifice things.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
I think that I'm sociable. I can be around people even if it's uncomfortable, and handle high stress situations without getting overwhelmed, and where others may not be able to perform. I think over the years I've gotten better at this, but when I was younger I used to be way too talkative and I didn't listen enough. So that's probably one thing I've worked on over the years.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Honesty, being active and being involved in sports, and being social and doing things like singing and playing games and stuff like that, and being close to your family.
How do you like to spend time with your family?
Going out, bowling, golfing with my dad, just hanging out at the cabin, going fishing, stuff like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
Probably recently, I think I got a plant from my sister, and I think that kind of just resembles life, and you can watch it grow and remember that you got it, and it lasts a long time, whereas other things, you might get them and like it for a few months, and then you don't use it, or it breaks, or you may not have it years down the road, whereas the plant, you can grow for years on end, and then you can eventually split it up and give it to other people and kind of share that life with them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I played soccer a lot, t-ball, baseball, sports with my friends, basketball outside, going like tubing and sledding.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I would say a favorite book would be the Bible, because there's so much in it. It's very in-depth. It's controversial whether or not some people believe in it or think it's real or just completely man-made, or if it's really inspired by God or a higher power. But I think regardless of all of those things, the simple fact that it has a lot of stories in it you can learn from, and you can always read it and reread it, and it doesn't really feel like you've read it or before. And I like fantasy and other fiction books as well. I don't really have a favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
I'd say lexicographer, and that's actually a word that means that you create your own words, and I create my own words, so that's why I like that word.
What was the last book you read? Did you have a favorite character in that book?
Let's see, Alice in Wonderland, a while back I read that. And I think The Rabbit. In that one, I can't remember the name of it, but he was helpful to her, so I liked that character. He was fun.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Need for Speed, and I loved it. I'm a big car person. I like adrenaline, and the action scenes were amazing, and there was actually a really good plot behind it, and a story, and it was actually pretty sad, too, so it had some deep meaning to it. It wasn't just all action.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Hockey if it's in person. Let's see, football if it's in person. And lacrosse. That's about it.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I play volleyball, usually twice a week at the gym that I go to for working out with a bunch of friends. It's like an open volleyball league type thing. And movies, going on road trips with my car. I'm in a mini club, even though I don't own a Mini Cooper anymore. But I can still go on the club runs where we like go on specific drives and then hang out and have food and stuff like that and raise money for charities, that kind of stuff. And then just being out in the nature and golfing, going for walks and stuff along the river and taking photos.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I am rather creative. I like to write poems, write lyrics for music, even though I haven't like produced any music at all, but I'll write the lyrics. It helps me express how I felt in the past, how I feel now. I've gotten into painting a little bit. I actually painted my own wall. It's kind of like a mural. It's more abstract design than anything with swirls and stuff, but I did that by hand with a brush, and that turned out really well. Photography I'm creative in. That's about it.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
Ryan Gosling and, remember his name, Chris Hemsworth, the guy in Thor. And when I was younger, some people said I looked kind of like Brad Pitt.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you faced, and its impact on you.
I think the one thing that comes to mind is more of a risk, and I was in a Mediterranean Sea, and I jumped off a cliff and decided to do like 3 flips around before I hit the water. I was like 20 feet up, and it was an amazing experience at the time, but everybody told me afterwards that I came really close to hitting the wall with my head when I was spinning because the wall kind of came out. And I didn't realize that, so I didn't really compensate for that. So I think looking back at it, it was a lot of fun, but definitely lucky or blessed that nothing bad came from it. I think it's taught me to be a little more careful at times, or think about things a little more.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I think Jackie Chan. Because he seems like he's been very impactful in the movies, but also a lot of dedication to his skills that he evolved. I'd like to see what his upbringing was like with his family, if it was easy or rough. I would imagine it might have been rough. It's hard to say. I don't know if he came from a rich family or not, or how he got into the movie industry, or even doing all of his action and kung fu and stuff like that. But also he's really seems to be involved in helping out charities, and I'd like to see what it's like to be in his shoes, or what he lives does on a daily basis, and what he could tell me as a mentor.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
I think maybe the first time I saw a dead body, like as in like at a funeral, when we see like our grandparents, and when I was younger, and I just didn't think much of it. It was kind of like creepy, kind of weird. And then as the years gone by, I've seen other grandparents pass away. And I guess I don't quite understand the meaning or what the purpose is behind seeing someone when they're dead and having them all fixed up because they don't ever look like how they looked when we knew them. And it's almost scarring to remember. I can still remember all the people I've seen dead. And it's like I remember them that way almost more than I can remember the memories of being with them when they're alive, which I don't think is necessarily a good thing. So that was kind of impactful on me. It doesn't make sense to me. I feel like we should celebrate their life when they pass away and not necessarily have to see their body when they've already passed. We saw them in the days that they were passing, so yeah.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I think starting a small business on my own. I did that for 3 years, building furniture for cats, which is kind of a unique niche for a job. But I got to be on my own and make money in my own way and see what it's like to run things. And it led to me My current job now, where I'm also working somewhat on my own, I am a driver, and I can go out and pick people up and work my own hours and get paid really well. And it, you know, gave me an option versus working in the office corporate area where you don't get much freedom, and you're forced to work so many hours a week during the week, and working long hours and not necessarily getting paid that much more for it, and you don't have a lot of freedom in your life to do other things and help people out.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you, and in what way?
I think the Bible in general is a piece of literature. There's a lot in it that is very deep and impactful, and can be also very dark and graphic, and I think some of that stuff has surprised me, and how there's so much history in there that has been repeated. It surprised me, it's unsettling that people haven't changed, haven't learned from it much, and some people just kind of don't even think about it, or they may read it and then not think about it later on, let it actually impact their life.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I'd say the more I got into the Bible and got closer to God, I started realizing that a whole lot of what we do doesn't really matter. I think what we do to impact others matters, but in terms of like money, what we have, what we own, what we achieve, isn't necessarily that big of a deal, because, I mean, we're not going to remember any of that when we pass away, whether or not we go to heaven or we just don't exist anymore. It's all going to be so small and minuscule. It's more about what we leave behind. So.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Traveling, not only for leisure, but to help out others and being able to just help people out and find ways to impact others so that they'll also help out other people instead of just living their own life.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
If I had a wife, I would prefer to be with my wife versus being single, but I don't have one, so.
What is your approach to life?
Treat others how you want to be treated, and actually wholeheartedly, not just superficially, and be real and approachable, and just enjoy life as much as you can, because you don't know if you're going to live another day or another year or another 50 years.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I'd say I have like a relationship I had with someone for about 2 or 3 years. The whole relationship was difficult. It was very emotionally difficult and straining, and mentally straining. The person I was with was very emotionally and physically abusive, so I had to deal with that, and realizing after we had broken things off that what she had said about me wasn't true, and that I needed to like grow and become stronger. And I was really weak when I was with her, so then afterwards it took a long time, like a year, before I could really become strong and independent on my own again and really thrive in life. And I think what got me through that was partially family, but a lot of it was just, I think, talking to God and just having faith that everything will be okay, and being around positive people and being active and working out and stuff like that.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I worked for a soccer company, an indoor soccer company, and I was a coach for like 18-month-olds to 9-year-olds, and I was able to teach them not only soccer skills, but child development skills, and it was really rewarding seeing some of the special needs kids improving, and how the kids would interact with each other, and seeing that they really thoroughly enjoyed me as a person and looked up to me and learned a lot.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't necessarily have one favorite, but I guess one person I enjoy watching movies a lot is Ryan Gosling. And Penelope Cruz. That's the only thing I can think of right now.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pretty much anything ethnic. Not really anything specific, but anything that's like Asian, sushi, Japanese, like Thai food. Anything that's a different ethnic type of food. Spicy.
You like spicy food?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I don't really remember. Probably Monopoly, maybe. Yeah. I think I played Parcheesi a lot with my neighbor. That's kind of an older game, because she was an older lady. She was like kind of like a grandma. So that game.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Probably jumping out of an airplane. Going like 127 miles per hour in a car, and jumping off that cliff, doing 3 flips when I'd never done that before. It's like 30 feet down. Yeah.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Wow, this is sad. Probably checking my phone for messages or emails. Oh gosh, that's bad. Or go to the bathroom and get food. One of those three.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Travel more. And move to another state where it's warmer in the winter, which I hope I'll be able to do both those things soon.
What is your favorite season and why?
Summer. It's warm. It's welcoming. There's more life. You can go outside and do more things, and people are more lively.
What matters to you the most?
Just being happy and finding joy in every day and helping others do the same.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless they specifically asked.
I think just the fact that I've written the Bible really thoroughly. I don't think anybody would know that about me unless they asked me, unless they're really, really close to me. And that I understand it really well. And for a while I actually was creating like my own scriptural readings of what people should read if they had problems, like for my sisters or whatnot, and I thought about being a minister at one time, so most people don't know that about me.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Probably when I was partaking in a hypnotism thing where like 12 of us were hypnotized at college in front of like 1,000 people or something, and the guy hypnotized us and we had to act out essentially what he told us to do. And it's more or less you succumbing to his suggestions. You're not actually being controlled. So you have to give in, and you have to be allowing it happen, and you have to really have an imagination. So I had a lot of fun with that, but it was embarrassing because, and funny because he had me act like I had a wedgie every time I was lying, and he told me I had to lie, and when I answered all of his questions, so I just kept on like, acting like I had a wedgie in front of everybody. It was hilarious and somewhat embarrassing.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Helping people that are homeless or just for whatever reason are in poverty or obese. I think there's a lot of struggle in that, and especially in third world countries, and how so many people have so much here or in other places, and they don't even think about helping out other people when it wouldn't take that much.
What's your family's brush with history?
Other than my grandpa being in the war, I don't know much. I don't think there's that much involved in history there.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Probably Iron Man, because he gets to fly around in that suit and like do amazing stuff, and he's got so much power and he's got a lot of money and he can help people out, and he's a genius too. So
if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I'd probably go on the every airplane I could, even though it'd be illegal. If it weren't illegal, I would get on a bunch of flights and just travel and do it for free and help people out without them knowing. Like, just do things for them, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, how'd this happen? Yeah.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I'm not sure. I'm mostly German, so I'm guessing they came over either via boat or plane a long time ago, but I'm not exactly sure how or when or what reason.
Why did you choose to be a driver as your line of work?
I think the financial benefits were big. I mean, I make a lot more money than I would if I were to go back to college and potentially get out of college the first 4 or 5 years. I may not be making nearly what I'm making now. And it's just kind of a stepping stone, I think, until I find my niche in a business or start my own thing. And it allows me to have freedom, and I don't have to deal with a lot of people, because I can deal with people, but I don't like working with them every day if they're not going to follow certain procedures or the way things should be done. And I just don't like being told what to do by someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. So I like to have my freedom. I think that's a huge part.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The different types of people that get in my car can be really just randomly different. Some people are super nice, some people are super quiet. They'll bring up random topics. I mean, they might even start arguing with their friends in the back, and then you just have the drunk people that are just kind of goofy or funny and interesting in their own way.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I'd say probably running an organization that helps other people. So like some kind of nonprofit or something with animals.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Traveling, be running some kind of nonprofit organization, most likely married. I don't know for sure if I'd have a kid or not, but that's a possibility depending on who I'm with. And just spending time with family, and definitely not working much other than doing the organization. I would have some kind of stream of income coming in where I wouldn't have to work full time, because I don't believe we're here on earth to work. I believe work is a way of living. It's a way of getting by. So I'm not living to work. I'm working to live, to get my needs met.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
A nice dinner, possibly cooking dinner for someone. Maybe, you know, watching a movie and cuddling, or having some candles and giving them a massage, and, you know, being physically close to them, or showing affection in physical ways, yeah. Going for a walk at night, looking at the stars.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Honesty, being truthful all the time about everything. Someone who feels that initial attraction and feels no need to be with anybody else or go date anybody else, because they already know that they like you enough and they want to pursue things with you, even if it means pursuing you for a month, but then maybe things don't work out, but actually giving you 100% of their time and commitment. And someone who doesn't always expect to go out on some fancy dinner or date, or expect you to always pay for things, because nowadays, let's face it, women work, men work. We have pretty much equal pay, equal rights. I don't see how there's a need for the woman always to be treated to everything. It's nice for the guy to be treated once in a while, too. So.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think listening to them thoroughly and all the time and really attentively, and just providing them all their needs, whether it's, you know, a nice warm bubble bath or a flower here and there, or just a nice note or a smiley face in the morning, telling them that you love them genuinely, not just saying love ya or some you know, generic phrase back to them that's automatic, and, you know, looking into their eyes and just really being deeply connected to them and giving them all your attention.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I felt like it was a good opportunity to help out others in a not so, like, it's not like they know me. I'm not really connected to them in any way, but kind of from the background, I mean, I'm just making something available to others that whether they can't make a baby for whatever their medical reason is, or they're gay or lesbian, I don't necessarily agree with people choosing to be gay or lesbian. I think it's a choice. I don't think we were made that way. But if that's their choice of living and that's what makes them happy, I don't think anything should prevent them from choosing to have a baby or a family. And who's to say they can't raise a baby better than my family did? I mean, maybe they'll stay together and never get divorced, and that could be great for the kid. And you never know. They might raise a kid who invents a cure for cancer or something, and to be part of that in any small way, I think is amazing. And obviously the money is a part of the part that brought me into. I mean, it's nice to make some extra money, and it's not like it's difficult. So, yeah.
Is there a message you'd like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I'd say no matter what, like when raising a child, I would imagine it could be very difficult. I've seen others raise children, and I think the one thing to really hold on to is compassion and love, and don't let yourself get angry and frustrated and take it out on your children or get loud with them or even physical. It can be very impactful, even though you may not think it. And just no matter what they choose to do in life, support them 100%. I know that's one thing I don't feel a lot from my family is support in terms of what I'm doing with my life, or someone saying, oh, that's great that you're doing this or doing that. I think just always support your children no matter what their choice is, and no matter what they do in life and how successful they may end up being in the eyes of the world. And as much as you can, strive to stay together with your spouse, because I think even though I turned out fine, it can be really impactful to go through a divorce for a child and not to have both their mother and their father around equally. And definitely just don't work too much. I wish I could go back and say I spent more time with my dad when I was younger. I'm glad I get to spend time with him now, but he worked so much his whole life that I didn't do a whole lot with my dad except for with sports a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have a whole lot of childhood memories. So don't worry too much about finances if you can, and, you know, take care of your children while they're young. And while you can, like the fun times when they're young.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4842.